Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Baylor University denies research scientists academic freedom.
Baylor University has proven yet again that supporters of intelligent design are to be treated like second-class citizens when it comes to academic freedom. If you question evolution, you go to the back of the bus.
That's Discovery Institute's Casey Luskin reacting to Baylor University's deletion of a professor's research website that focused on evolutionary systems and informatics.
It is simply unconscionable that a major university would so trample a scientist's right to freedom of scientific inquiry.
Baylor University has taken offline the Evolutionary Informatics Laboratory website that had been administered by Dr. Robert Marks, distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at Baylor. Why? Because the administration claimed there were anonymous complaints linking the lab to intelligent design. The lab scope of research is described on the evolutionaryinformatics.org website, which is now hosted by a third party and so is again available to the public. The site explains it this way, quote, "The Evolutionary Informatics Laboratory explores the conceptual foundations, mathematical development, and empirical application of evolutionary informatics. The principal theme of the lab's research is teasing apart the respective roles of internally generated and externally applied information in the performance of evolutionary systems," end quote. This is the third instance in which Baylor University has squelched free speech and punished a faculty member because of their views on intelligent design. In 2000, the university administration caved to pressure from Darwinian activists who demanded they shut down the Michael Polanyi Research Center, established in part to do research on intelligent design theory. In 2006, noted legal scholar Francis Beckwith was denied tenure by Baylor administrators, in part because of his writings supporting the constitutionality of teaching intelligent design. After a protracted public battle, the university finally reversed that decision and Beckwith was granted tenure. Discovery Institute is concerned by these developments. Said Luskin,
"There's a troubling pattern of scientists and scholars at Baylor University coming under attack for questioning evolution. In fact, the freedom of scientists, teachers, and students to question Darwin is coming under increasing attack all around the U.S. What happened to Professor Marks is beginning to look like censorship."
After it seemed the university had reached a compromise with Professor Marks last month, many had hoped that things would be different at Baylor. However, World Magazine just today reported that the university might impose, quote, "supervisory directions" for Marks to fulfill his obligation to perform the work assigned to him by Baylor. Marks' attorney, John Gilmore, said that amounted to, quote, "a veiled threat," end quote. Scientists must be allowed to conduct their research unhindered by political agendas or anti-ID bias. For more on this and other stories of pro-ID scientists and scholars being censored, visit Evolution News and Views at evolutionnews.org. This is Robert Crowther reporting for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.